from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Right up there with controversy over winter maintenance on Highways 11 and 17 is the issue of the frequency of collisions involving transport trucks. Temiskaming Cochrane NDP MPP John Vanthoff says it's the province's responsibility to implement high licensing standards for truckers.
We have a shortage of commercial drivers, but we need to be ensure that they're fully trained and properly licensed, and that is also a provincial responsibility.
Vanthoff says figures show that the worst crashes happen on clear roads. Irish and Scottish classics are offered up this Saturday night when the Timmins Symphony Orchestra presents Celtic Fantasies at St. Anthony's Cathedral. Director Josh Wood says the orchestra will be joined by a featured performer from out of town.
The guest soloist, really she's an amazing player, teacher, violinist, Mary Beth Brown. She is actually doing a master class on the Thursday evening before the concert, February 9th. That one's at St. Matthew's, which is just down the street from St. Anthony's.
You can watch the master class free of charge, but Wood hopes you make a donation to the orchestra. Saturday's concert is at 8 o'clock. Tickets are available for $40 at the Timmins Museum. Our full interview with Josh Wood is on mytimmonsnow.com. A working meeting on health care is scheduled tomorrow between Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and premiers from across the country. Reports say Trudeau's expected to deliver a presentation on what Ottawa is prepared to offer for health care funding. It's expected the gathering in Ottawa will focus on long-term funding deals in exchange for improved care. Just how that looks will vary from province to province. Prime Minister Trudeau says the reports and images from Turkey and Syria are devastating. More than 2,600 people have been killed and thousands of others hurt in this morning's powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake. Trudeau adds that Canada stands ready to provide help. NATO and the European Union have offered money, search and rescue teams, and medical supplies. Rescue workers are continuing to comb the rubble for survivors. Well, we left off at 4 o'clock with the first curling club in Timmins finally getting off the ground in 1924. Museum Director-Curator Karen Bachman says the fledgling Rod and Gun Club led the initiative to establish the club and build it a home.
They found a spot to actually build this. They leased some land from the Hollinger Mine. Bill Clark Francis actually started to build the building.
That building still stands as the Cassidy Armory behind the Bonaire Motel. Next week, the grand opening. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.